Christ Jesus, in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses He is Lord. The ultimate realization that He is above all, and that there is only one way out of the matrix, there's only one way out of the prison of this world, and that is Christ Jesus. That is the door that was made to the Father through Him. And Jesus being the Word made flesh, Jesus being the shepherd that leads us out of the paradigm, leads us out of the trap of this world. You know, the recognition that He is it, and that there is only that way, that He is the way, the truth, and the life, is something that everyone at some point will come to that realization, whether it is in joy in this life, or whether it is in sorrow, having passed from this reality into the next and realizing that they've missed it, but they still will recognize the fact that there is a way, and that way is Christ. How you guys doing out there? Yes, little window where God didn't have much for us to put out and to say, and like we said before, we are not going to be putting stuff out there if God doesn't give us anything to say. That is one of the luxuries of not being on a schedule. That is one of the luxuries of not doing this for any gain in the world, as it were, but just doing this as an act of obedience to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, because, hey, we don't need to give you an explanation if, you know, we're not saying anything for a while, and then we do. We don't have to give an explanation if we start putting out 2-3 words a day. So it's just whenever the Spirit moves us, that's when we do something. And it's not just with the Word. It is actually, if you were around us or if you knew us, you would also see that we seek to do this in the way that we live. Because you want to live a life led by His Spirit. You want to live a life that's in step with Him, because that is the place where you're going to find fulfillment. You're going to find the closest thing that you would experience to peace in this life. And, you know, I've thought about that one, you know, a lot recently in just different things, and that peace that Jesus, you know, talked about. He says, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give you like the world gives." I mean, in the world, there's never, this world that we live in, I can't think of a single moment in the history of humanity where people have had peace. You know, even if there's been a cessation of hostilities in the midst of external turmoil, even if there's been that, still, there's never any peace in people's lives. You know, all the way down to people's marriages that they have, and their relationships with their families, and you know, people around them, or somebody will just get jealous of what they have and try to undercut it. So this has not been a peaceful world that we came into in our time here in the earth. We did not come into a peaceful world, and yet Jesus spoke to us about peace. You know, He spoke to His disciples about peace. Incidentally, like shortly before going to the cross, of all things, which I can't imagine a less peaceful experience than what Jesus would go through there. But, you know, how do we relate to that which Jesus said? How do we relate to that which is the Word, the plan, the purpose of God in our lives? Because, you know, for us, if you're a follower of truth, you want to know that which is true. You want to dig in. You want to, that becomes priority for you with whatever goes on around you. You know, it's good to set your direction. It's good to know what your dogma is. It is good to, for us, that is truth. I mean, if you've been around us over the course of the last decade, you know for yourself that truth is what we're about. And, and truth is something that we seek. Now, Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So for us, if we are seeking truth, we also know that we are seeking Christ. We are seeking that which does not change. And again, back to God, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he is, truth does not change. The truth is always true. It's always real. And the other thing about truth is when lies encounter the truth, just like when light encounters the darkness, but I got to flip that because if you're going to keep the order, but if when truth encounters the darkness or light encounters, when truth encounters a lie or light encounters the darkness always flees from the light and the lie always comes apart in the face of the truth. And that, my brothers and sisters, is also why when you are a seeker of truth, when you are a follower of truth, when you are one that you love the truth and it is part of your core and part of your makeup, that is also why people that have committed themselves to the lie and the path of the lie, why they are so adverse towards you. And you have to understand that this happens on a spiritual level. This happens on a level that it manifests in the natural, but it finds its roots in the spirit. In John chapter 3, let's go to that classic verse 16 and start there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And now again, Jesus is truth, so the world through truth might be saved. The world through the way might be saved. The world through life might be saved. But anyways, all right. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. So, truth and light, the lie and the darkness, the contrast. And, for us, when you have set your heart on the truth, when you have set your heart on that which is real, when you have set your heart to want to follow Christ for real, not the world system and the systems of religion which are based on lies, if you dig into them a little bit, but you've set your heart on that which is real and that which is true, realize that you are going to get shot at. It's part of it. Since we reference this verse, just flip forward a few and go John 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So no one comes to the Father except by the way. No one comes to the Father except by the truth. And no one comes to the Father but by life, and but by him. So, and again, you got to be consummated with his spirit. You got to be grafted in to him. John, in John, when Jesus was in John 17, when Jesus was praying and praying for that they may be one in us, as I am in the Father is in me, that they may be one in us. You know, that is the prayer for those that would come after, and that is something that we make a choice as well. Do we want to step in to the place and be one with His Spirit, or do we choose to be without and to be separate? And God is over there, and you are over here, and He's always at a distance. You know, that was part of what happened all the way back in 313 AD with Constantine, was, you know, making Christianity the official religion of Rome and building all these exotic church buildings. Church became a place that you went and, you know, not something that you were. Ultimately, when we say church, it's not interchangeable. You know, ultimately for us, we are those that walk with the Spirit of God, and when you meet others that are part of that, you are part of that fellowship of believers, fellowship of others that are committed to truth. Now, the system itself that was set up was set up to perpetuate a lie. So it was something that you did, not who you were. So you went once a week, and there was the spiritual holy man that stood up on the pulpit and spoke to you in Latin and told you what the scripture said and who God was and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to relate. And then you went back to your lives in the world, separate from God. God is over there, you are over here, and just go once a week and do your little service and pay your 10% to keep everything going. I mean, what a lie. What a lie, what a deception that was set up and perpetuated and kept going over and over and over again. Now, because people benefit, again, back to what Jesus said, and light is, verse 18 in chapter 3, let's go back to that. But he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. And since light and truth are interchangeable, we say everyone that doeth evil hateth the truth. Neither cometh to the light, or neither cometh to the truth, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth, or he that liveth in the light, again, cometh to the light, or cometh to the truth, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So, because people loved evil, because their deeds were evil, because they loved the lie and the deception, because that's where their hearts were, that system that was set up was expedient for that. The religious system that was established went in line with that, because now here's the thing: God is over there, you're over here, you've got your self-appointed and degree certified holy man that is now in that position and lords over you, just like same like the model of the world and the world system, same just a different manifestation of the same beast, of the same animal, standing up there telling you what God said with a microphone. And now you pay in your 10% and it gives you your pass. So now you can carry on with whatever it is that you are going to do in the world. And as long as they say you're okay, and as long as all these people come around you week to week and say, hey, you're okay, brother, everything is good, right? Sister, keep moving. You know that, and you are, there's no peace in that. There's no freedom in that. There's no life in that. And you know it. And when, you know, the thing for me was, I've gone through my own journey up until this point. And, you know, my thing has always been that it takes a little while for me to get into something, but when I commit to something, you know, then I go all in and I want to max something out. I want to really see what it is. And, you know, with it, with the religious systems of the world and my time that I've spent with them in my own journey and my own process of testing those things that are around me, I realized, you know, what they were established on and what they were set up on and what they were based on. And the problem is that for them, not mine, it's not my problem, it's theirs. Because for me, I committed myself to truth. I committed myself to Jesus. I committed myself to that path that He would lead me on. And part of my own prayer is, I want the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I don't, doesn't matter who it combines my life with and who it separates me from. So I, if you have committed yourself to that dogma, if you've committed yourself to that path, if you've committed, if truth is the anchor of your soul, you know, on that, but it doesn't bog you down, it lifts you up, but it's a stable, I shouldn't even use the word anchor, because anchor implies, you know, that you're stuck and you're not. It is the fixed point of your soul. It is the bedrock of your soul. It is the commitment, is the path. Because it's also a way, and you're moving through all of this. But when truth has become that which is real to you, and that which is your drive, and that which is, then when something doesn't align with that, now, just like light and dark, and it's great that we have those side-by-side analogies, because you can draw from one into the other. But truth will always trump the lie. And that's why when you live in the truth, they go nuts. Because when you live in the truth, they've got to snap on you. They've got to try to put that out. Because they can't... the truth is dangerous to them. It shows the illusion. It shows... But here's the thing, too, is that it's not enough for them just to walk away from you. You know, they can't just walk away from you and let you carry on with what you're doing, because that truth is out there and they know it's out there, and it just grates away at them just knowing that it's there. So that's why, even for us, we've had people hanging around for years around Faith Mix. Years. And they hate what we do. They try to snipe at us. They try to snipe at the people that are associated with us, or the people that, you know, we do things with, or even people that are friends of ours. Oh my gosh! And I feel sorry for them more than anything. I mean, it's not. There's no anger or upset feelings at this point. You know. It's just more, it just feels bad for them, because they're pathetic people. They're bound in the darkness. They are servants of the devil. They're living in a place, and because that has not been resolved even within themselves, and they have no peace, and they have no understanding of that which is true and real, that's why they just have to keep shooting at us. And... you know, it's not going to end well for you. It won't. Listen, when you attack and you lash out and you go after the people that are those that, you know, just are following Christ, when you shoot at them, what did Jesus say to Paul? He said, when Saul, who later became Paul, on the Damascus Road, he said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." And then Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom you're persecuting." Now, was Saul actually doing something physically to Jesus? No, he was doing something to those that were consummated with Christ. And when you're one in Christ, when you lash out against somebody who's part of Him and consummated with Him, you are, in effect, you are also attacking Him. So Jesus was making note of that and saying, look, you do this to my body, you're doing it to me. So do you think that you can lash out against those that are the true followers of Christ in the earth, those that truly walk with Him, and carry on like that, and well, first of all, you're not going to get any peace. Secondly, you think things are going to end well? But, you know, God even said that there's going to be a time that people are going to do this kind of stuff. Even people will think they're doing a service unto God, and by even killing you, but they're going to do that because they don't even know me. And part of the reason that they don't know him is they don't know even who they are. They don't even know who they are in the earth, and they've fallen for the lies. They've fallen for the deceptions. They've fallen for the tricks of the enemy. They've invested themselves so deeply in a falsehood that they cannot step away from it. Because to step away from it is to deny the last 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of their lives. And to realize that all of that was a waste, was a vanity. You know what? If that's what you got to do, do it. Because you might be able to salvage the rest of your time in the earth, what you should be actually sorting through that which is real and that which is true. Because you know what? This is your only window right now. And once this is over in this life, this is it, as far as this experience here. And what you're doing has not been working. If you listen, what you're doing has not been working, and you know it. You know it when you're like that. That's why you lash out against the people of God. You know, it's amazing to me, because the people that I know that walk with truth, walk with Christ, they are just incredible people. You know, they are loving, they are giving, they are hospitable, they don't have a vested interest in their interactions with you. You know, I love that. I love that. I love when I meet a follower of Christ and and I see just how when they interact with others, there's just a genuine care for other people, and they don't have an agenda. They're not trying to get something from other people. They're not trying to work somebody over. They're not trying to manipulate people into a particular angle to get people to do what they want them to do. They don't have a game they're playing. They just genuinely love others. They love God's creation. They love God's people. They love everybody. Now, some of them have more wisdom and street smarts than others. Some of them have learned how to guard their hearts, for out of it comes the issues of life. Some of them haven't, and you know, they get beat up more than others. But there's that wonderful spirit about them. Now, you know, while we're in the earth, and for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I know that there's times where it gets rough. There's times where we feel the oppression, we feel the attacks, we feel all of that stuff that's going on around us. And in the midst of that, what do we do? And that's something that I've wrestled with, where it's just like, all right, Lord, what do we do? Because, all right, we're here in this life. You know, we're surrounded by so much, and you know, in the midst of all of this, how do we live? What do we do? What should be our focus? What should be our priorities? What is this existence about? Now, you can find a lot of people around you that will seek to control you and seek to get you to believe particular things, and they will take 10 years from you, you know, getting you to build their little empires. But You know, and you can check your brains at the door and go do that, but it can keep you busy. It can keep you occupied, just like watching a movie can keep you busy and keep you occupied. But you know, at the close of watching a movie, you still got to do the dishes. You know, at the close of watching the movie, still there's things that have to be resolved and done that you can't get away from, and they're still there. And so a lot of times, what people do is they just, for running with that analogy, they just keep watching one more movie after the next, after the next, after the next. And there's still things that need to be resolved that haven't been taken care of. peace being one of them, truth being one of them, your purpose in the earth being one of them, who you are being one of them, that which is real being one of them. I know the truth is inconvenient, but Jesus is truth, and he offered peace. He said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Who gives you peace? Truth gives you peace. It may be painful, it may hurt, but when you embrace it, once you can come right past that, there is healing and there is peace. When you can stand in the light and be completely exposed in that light of truth, you have nothing to hide. It's been stripped away. All the other stuff has been stripped away, and you're just one in him. And in that place, you have nothing to hide. You have nothing to hold back. You have nothing that anybody can. There's no hook that somebody can hook onto you and hook into your soul to. They can't hurt you now, and they can try. They can lob things at you, but it doesn't stick. You know, it's funny because even for me, I meet people from all different places in life. And you know, I allow for that exchange because that's part of the paradigm that God has he's allowed for in this life. So I'm like, all right, you know, this is what God has established and allowed for in this world. And he's not calling us to be in a holy huddle, you know. Even in John 17, when Jesus was praying to the Father, he said, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. So it's not that, you know, God's not trying to isolate us from all of this, but he's showing us the way through all of this, because there's something bigger going on than us just being here and having a perfect little comfortable life. So I allow for my interactions to be broad. I allow for the cross-section of people that I meet to be all over the place. But in the midst of that, I will remain who I am in him. And I will be deliberate about that. And as soon as certain things manifest and I know where they're coming from, if there's not that respect, and if it's necessary, I also have learned how to push things back. Because you know why? Because God desires for us to be poured out according to the leading and the guiding of his Holy Spirit, and not for us to be drained off. And there is a difference. You know, to be drained off is when people seek to use you like a battery, and they want to get you into a particular spot, lock your feet in the ground, put shackles on your hands, and then just drain you like a battery cow. Just drain you like just suck the life out of you like parasites. And they will do that, they will do that mentally, they will do that spiritually, and at times they'll even do that physically. But that is not God's plan and purpose for his people. That happens in this world, but that's not what his intention is for us. Rather, God wants us to be poured out. Now, to be poured out is you're filled by him, you're filled by his Spirit, and then he leads and directs you to where it is that he'd have you to go, what it is that he'd have you to do, and he pours you out in a particular direction. He pours you out right now, what's happening here. This is me being poured out according to God's leading and God's guiding and God's directing. And that constitutes, the Spirit of God moving me, showing me this is something that God wants to be done, and I do it. This is being poured out. This is not being drained off. This is being poured out according to God's purposes. Where this goes, that's up to God. He knows who this is supposed to reach, but I will not, I refuse at this place in my walk to be someone that is drained off. And so when those things manifest, and they do often, I've learned to see those sooner than later. I've learned to deal with those things quicker than delayed. Listen, people that want to suck the life off of you and be parasites in your life, usually they start with honey, okay? Usually they start with something positive, with flattery, with some way they want to get into your life, sometimes just to offer you something that they see that you need. So one thing they want to do is they want to know about you. They want to know what's going on with you so that they can now offer you something that would be useful to you and entice you and get involved in your life and find some hook, some way to entrench into your existence so that as soon as they know that they've got you on the line somewhere, that they can hook into you somewhere, that's when it begins. That's when it begins. And the deeper they can get into your life, the more that they will try to drain off of you until there's nothing left of you. So, that's not God's will for you. No. God's will for you is to be poured out. To be filled and to be poured out. For His Spirit to flow through you. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That is God's desire for you. But in order to be in that place, you've got to also listen to the voice of His Spirit. You've also got to get some discernment. You've also got to commit yourself to truth. Because here's the thing. The way they get a hook into you is by getting you to believe the lie. They get you to believe the lie, and then that false doctrine, that false truth now opens you up, creates hooks in your mind, and the battle is for the mind. They hook into your mind, and once they've hooked into your mind, they can hook into the rest of you. Rewind this if you got to, and listen to the last 30 seconds. But they hook into you. So this is why you've got to say, I've got to have the truth. And if it's not the truth, then shut up and stop talking to me. If it's not the truth, if you've not committed yourself to the truth, don't assume that you are like me. Don't assume that you and I are brothers or sisters. All right? Don't assume that you can talk to me on a similar plane of existence because we are not. All right? We are not on the same plane of existence. We do not exist in the same paradigm spiritually. For us, we have committed ourselves 100% truth. So if you are perpetuating a lie, if you are willing to go along that way, then don't assume that there is some place of interaction with us. No, sure, we'll talk to you about the weather. You know, we'll talk to you about, you know, the traffic, whatever, you know. Where's a good place to go buy your groceries? Sure. But don't assume that that translates into anything of substance. No, the ones that are our brothers and sisters in Christ, these are those that follow the real Jesus. And the real Jesus is truth. You know, there's a number of other Jesuses out there in the earth that people have made God in their own image and their own likeness, and they call Him Jesus, but it's not really the real one, because the real one is truth. So, if you've committed yourself to a lie and to a falsehood, just know that it's not the real Jesus. You've got something else there that you worship, that's expedient to your cause. And you know, the thing is too, is whenever that lie is not expedient to what they're doing, they just rework it a little bit. They just continue to make God in their own image. It was a little while back, but I was going through some stuff in comparative religions, and there was some stuff about even Mormonism. And the Book of Mormon, and how many times that thing was modified since they had it first penned not too long back with Joseph Smith. And I mean, like, literally getting into the thousands of times that they made changes in there. Just, you know, little ones here and there to get something that's going to work. They got to keep modifying it. Truth is true, brothers and sisters. It doesn't need, truth doesn't need a defense. It is what it is. Truth doesn't need you and I to apologize for it, or to make excuses for it. See, that's again part of the lie. That's what's so funny to me, is that those that will walk in the lie will lash out, and the people that are of the truth will actually entertain that and will try to make an excuse for that. Listen, just because you've chosen a lie and we've chosen to follow truth, we don't have to explain ourselves. The ones that have to explain themselves are the people that are part of the lie. And the problem is as soon as they start going down that path, they get more and more insane because they know that they've gone the wrong way, but they also refuse to repent. Why? Because back to John chapter 3 and verse 8 and verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. So, see, if they start to explain, if they start to apologize, if they start to even show anything along those lines, they start to just come apart. So what do they got to do? They've got to attack you. For them, their best defense is a good offense. They're cancers. They're cancerous. They've just got to spread. They've just got to just go. So, I see, at this point, I realize that that's just how it is. I realize that that's where they're coming from. So, I understand it. So, it's not a surprise. Now, you probably shouldn't play that game here, because on every level, we will bury you. So, you know, that's something that just, this is not a smart place, because God has put, here's something you've got to realize. We're still here after a very long time in the natural and in the spiritual. And so you've got to, you should take note of that, if nothing else, and realize that as many people that have shot at us over the years, that there is going to be something that God is doing that allows us to keep going. And, you know, that protection that is around us is something that you should be mindful of, because I really don't take joy in anybody's time in the earth being cut short. I really hope that people have the chance to live out a full life here, and you know, in that process, hopefully having the fullest measure and chance to come to the knowledge of the truth and to walk that out and to be in track and in step with God before they leave this life. Because, you know, that's my hope for people. I really do hope that, you know, even for the evilest, most evil, wicked person in this world, my hope is that they would repent and turn and be aligned with the light. But here's the thing, is there is consequence as well. And you've got to realize that God has, He takes care of those that are His. And when necessary, certain things get activated. And this is on a spiritual level. And we've seen throughout our own time and our own experience the hand of God at work on our behalf again and again. And so, please, here's our public service announcement. You know, don't shipwreck your life. If you don't like what's going on, just move. Just keep going. Because we've got to do what God has for us to do, and you've got to do whatever it is that you've got to do. But if that, in your own mind, is to try to shoot here, just know that it doesn't end well for you, because it hasn't ended well for anybody else that's done that. We don't have to do anything. God has commanded his angels concerning us that we will not strike our foot against a stone. God has commanded his angels concerning his peoples, his followers, the ones that are walking with him. God has something going on with them that they can continue on that journey. Because we've chosen that which is real and that which is important and that which is true, and it will not be taken from us. Even as it would not be taken from Mary, it will not be taken from us. So if God has put that in the earth, and if God has put that in the realm of the Spirit, who do you think you are to try to challenge that? Who do you think you are to try to come against that? You would have a better chance of punching the sun, S-U-N, the one you look up in the sky, that one, you would have a better chance of punching the sun than you would at violating something that God has put in the realm of spirit. It'd probably be better for you too. Occasionally we've got to make those public service announcements because ultimately God has put his love in our hearts too, and we really do hope for the best for everyone. We really do. We want that for people because, you know, it's why not everybody in this life have an amazing experience in their time in the earth. Walk with truth, walk in light, be free, know that which is real. Why not? Well, anyways, you know, we will carry on with what God has for us. And we bless you in Jesus' name. We pray for God's best for you and for life. And you know, we'll come and go as God has for us too. You know, we're like the wind. You know, he sends us somewhere, we go. He has us to do something, we do it. And we bless you guys. You know, some of you guys wrote in recently because we just said, hey, drop us a note if you're out there. We appreciate that. We really do. And, you know, some of you, you said, hey, it's been 5 years since we wrote you last, but we're still here. And thank you. You know, thank you. Just know that we all appreciate you. And we're all in our journey. So, you know, we're not asking anybody to follow us. We're not asking anybody to, you know, you don't have to follow us. You don't have to, the only place you may have to follow us is perhaps on our Facebook page, just if you want to get the notifications from there of when an audio goes up. But that's the only place. Other than that, and that's just because there's so much clutter on there that you won't know at all anymore. We've pretty much, since we're not very active in that area or that genre, it's going to be pretty tough for you to even know that we're putting up anything anymore. Too much clutter, too much oversaturation of information. So you just got to come direct to faithmix.com every now and then. I know a lot of you guys do it like that. Or you check the mobile site. And just, yeah, if there's something, we'll put it up. If there's nothing, then the archives are always there. The audios are still there. All that stuff is still up. So, yeah, have at it. Make use of it. We pray that it blesses you and that it strengthens you, but you don't have to follow us, and don't ask us to follow you. You know, point, you know, if nothing else, let's walk alongside each other in a pursuit of truth, in a pursuit of that which is real. When people try to lord over you, just let a red flag go up, because that is a hallmark of the world and the world system. The people that are the ones that I respect, if you would, in the realm of the spirit. They don't have a vested interest, and they have a genuine love and care. And if nothing else, they have sought to serve those around them with a good and an honest and a clean heart in all that I've seen in them. And those are the people that have earned my respect over time. So, anyways, there's, oh man, now things God shows me is sometimes really funny. All right, and yeah, some of you people out there making notes, wondering, okay, we'll try to do it like that. No, just stop. Everything is in the light. Everything is laid bare. It's known for what it is. No motives or intentions will not be revealed for what they are. Just, you can stop. You know, one thing that's so beautiful, Jesus was on the cross. He said, it is finished. It's over. It's done. Stop. Stop. Align your life with Him. Align your life with truth. Love God with all that you are and let it be what it is. Let Him lead and direct your life this day, in this moment. Just go with that and see what happens. And just keep pointing yourself in that direction. Don't give up. Don't quit. All right. I know sometimes that's a temptation. Sometimes that's a place where you might feel in your spirit. You know what? Honestly, there's been a window where I just felt stuff. Oh man, I was just down, and I felt stuff that was going on around me and in this country and everywhere else. And there's times where you literally are pinned, and you're just like, okay, I just can't even move. But don't give up. You know, if you got to wait it out, wait it out. But don't quit. Don't quit. Keep moving. Bring it before the Father. Let that, if nothing else, channel those dark moments into a place where you seek the Father and you seek light. So in your dark moment, seek the light. And that doesn't have to be an elaborate thing. That can just simply just be sit there in silence, but sit there before God and just say, all right, Lord, this is me. This is where I am. And I love you, and I want to follow you. I'm just going to wait on you, but keep going. Keep going. Run your race. Finish your race. Don't quit. And know that we love you and we're cheering you on. All right. Hey, God bless you guys. We'll catch up with you really soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. And just know that, you know, God is in control and we love you. All right. Hey, we'll talk to you soon.